Hello and welcome to today's episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. How you guys doing today? I'm doing okay. I didn't get up to anything last night. Yesterday was just one of those kind of getting things done kind of days. On my lunch break, I had to renew my car insurance as well as my license. So that ate up most of my lunch break. And after work, a funny story now, but not so funny at the time that it happened. I took the kids to the park because the weather has been quite nice, and I made sure that our youngest daughter, she went to the bathroom before we left, because she's just recently potty trained, which is awesome. But we have to keep on top of, like, okay, before we leave somewhere, we need to go to the bathroom, and that way we're not kind of caught out in public, or there isn't a bathroom available, she's already gone. So she went pee, which was great, and I loaded the kids up, and we walked to my son's school, which is about a 15-minute walk from our house, and we were playing, everything was going well, and then all of a sudden my daughter says, "I need to go poo." And, like, there was nowhere to go. The school's very open, so it's not like we could have went by a bush or anything. And, of course, there were a bunch of people there, so trying to discreetly take my daughter off somewhere where she can squat and poop somewhere, didn't go so well, because I also had my son scream at me, "Hey Dad, what are you doing?" Drawing even more attention to me, which is awesome. But and of course, this may sound gross to you if you're not a parent, but if you are a parent, you deal with a lot of poop. It's just part of the gig. And of course, it wasn't one of those nice, clean poops. It had to be kind of the more soft serve ice cream poops, as I like to call them. Which, yeah, she decided to take one of those, and it was just a mess. She was wearing some Morph kind of tight-fitted leggings. Which of course made things very difficult, and it did not go as planned. There was poop everywhere, and yeah, that was fun. The other thing you'll get over as a parent is getting poop on your hand. If you don't have kids, I'm sure that sounds like the grossest thing in the world, but you definitely get used to it as a parent, because it happens on more than one occasion. So yeah, that happened, and we were at the park for maybe 15 minutes, and then it was time to go, because while it wasn't, like, I got most of it kind of cleared off, there was still a bit of cleanup to do. And so I took her home and threw her in the tub. And that was pretty much the evening. The rest of the evening, I didn't really do anything. We had to find some papers for our taxes, which have been officially filed as of last night. So it was a mad, frantic kind of scrummage to find kind of all the required papers that we need to get all that out of the way with. So yeah, a very grown-up day, not too exciting. My copy of God of War did come in yesterday, but I didn't have time to play it. I'm hoping maybe tonight, but we will see how that goes. Beyond that, I wanted to chat a little more about the Kanye stuff. I kind of read a little further into that girl that Kanye said had a good mind, or he liked the way she thought, and yeah, she seems like a bit of an idiot. I think one statement she made was that black people whine too much about the whole Black Lives Matter. So yeah, I don't know. And there was on Hot 97, which is a New York radio station, Ebro, who's a radio personality, he had a conversation with Kanye, and Kanye said that he's a Trump supporter, and Ebro just got the sense that this guy is just kind of living in a bubble, which if you're surrounded by the type of people that he's surrounded by, it only kind of makes sense. So, yeah, it's a bit of a shame that I don't kind of agree with his thoughts there. And it got me to thinking of, like, the separation between art and the person. It's kind of a debate that I kind of have internally. Michael Jackson's probably one of my like most fondest kind of favorite artists of all time, and I know there are allegations. I don't think he was ever really convicted of anything, but there are pretty strong allegations of him messing with kids, which I obviously don't support. But it's like, can you still enjoy the art despite the person's reputation or something they've done? Chris Brown's another artist that I can think of. Yeah, it's something that I've been thinking about lately, and we'll probably chat about it a bit more when I have some time, maybe tomorrow, but something to think about. Do you separate the person from the art, and is that an ethical thing to do, kind of supporting their art, which in turn then supports the person? So it's a bit of a dilemma. But yeah, that'll conclude today's episode. Hopefully today will be less poop than yesterday, but we'll see how that goes. Hope you guys have a good day, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.